Hi, it's KCCK's Culture Crawl. I'm Dennis Green, and my guests today are from the upcoming, well, it's a production, but not like you think, at TKM Productions. Deb Kennedy from TKM is here. Deb, welcome.
Hello, welcome. Thank you for having us.
And Jonesy McElroy, who is the producer, director, writer, all the brains behind this, you know, miniseries, I guess is
it
what we're calling it,
yep.
Right? It's called Stages, and we'll go into that in a minute, but what's going to happen is you're going to be showing the first episode of this, Deb, in your space at the Amana Performing Arts Center. So while it is a show that you can come and see, it would, you know, not a stage show in the, you know, in the regular sense of a live stage show, but it's all about stage. It's all about theater.
That's correct. Yeah.
So, Jonesy, let's just start by telling me about the genesis of what would become Stages.
Well, I started writing it probably 5 years ago, and it was an idea that they always say that you should write something that's personal to yourself. And this is a story that I invented based on my experiences when I was an intern starting at the Old Creamery Theater, and I was 16 years old. And you'd see these amazing people that come in from around the country. They have all these different experiences and these different personalities, and they all mesh together and they create a show, and it all comes together, and it's a really beautiful thing. And you don't see a lot of that. And then I mix that with the idea from The Office, which is kind of a documentary style. So you feel like you're peeking in on these people's lives. You never see a stage show, but you see all of the people working behind the scenes to help bring things together and hold it. Even if it's a little chaotic, it still kind of holds together and they, you know, reach a conclusion.
So, yeah. So to continue the office metaphor, you know, the office is all about the office, but I don't know that you ever see a single sheaf of Dunder Mifflin paper.
No, you never, maybe once in the entire show.
And, you know, in the theater, when we've done stuff like this in the past, it's been, you know, it's always because it kind of culminated in the show. I'm thinking of things like Noises Off or the play that goes wrong. You get a look at what's going on in the backstage, but then it's against the lens of the show that is going on. And so I think this is a really interesting take to never actually show the show.
No. And the fun part is, in my perspective, is to hint at whatever the show is that they're doing. Maybe you see production meetings about the show that they're doing, but you never actually see a stage performance. And so it's really about the kind of the chaos that goes on behind the scenes with folks as they try to bring in set pieces and bring in actors, and maybe they hire the wrong person by accident, and all sorts of, you know, mishaps that happen that you never see when you come to see a show, and you don't really think about all of the work and maybe the hiccups that happen along the way that bring the show together. It's
Now I know that you said the genesis of this occurred when you were doing an internship and working for the Old Creamery Theater right here in our area, but I know then that you moved to the West Coast and worked in TV and movies there, and I'm guessing that you found some more interesting aspects to the story there.
Definitely. There are a lot of stories that I listen to the radio all the time. I love hearing stories from all over the
world.
I love
this man.
And one of the things that I remember here, they helped me develop characters. I worked it for ABC Television. I worked for Disney a lot. And I would see a lot of pilots come and go. And a lot of the pilot shows that don't work, they don't have a wide range of characters. And what I always wanted to do was, especially working in the theater, you see a wide range of characters every day.
on a daily basis. Yeah.
That's right. And so I started to pick and pull these different characters from my experiences and put them together. And one of the things that I discovered in LA was there's a story about a man at LAX, that the airport at LAX, and he, at some point 20, 30 years ago, he took a piece of property, an empty lot, and he turned it into a parking lot. He didn't own it. He didn't have any rights to do it. He just set up a little booth and started taking cash from people. And 20 or so years go by, and he just picks up and leaves one day. And through the investigation that ensues, they find out that he never owned anything. He just was taking money from people. And I thought, what a brilliant way to capitalize on something that nobody's checking on you, and people started bringing their cars in, and there's no guy there to take their money, and it just created chaos at the airport. It was this huge story around LA that this guy had done this, and I thought, what an amazing character for a show. And I wrote him to be the character Rude in our show, is a 10-year-old kind of a street rough who has moved in on the theater parking lot. It's a free parking lot, but he's taking money from people. And that's the genesis of his character. And I thought, what a great thing for a kid to do. And he's 10 years old to be like, I'm going to make some money. He doesn't have any lines. He's just terrifying. Everybody's afraid of him. Nobody wants to fight back and say, this is a free parking lot. And so that's just the genesis of one of those characters.
Well, you moved back to Iowa to shoot it. And I know that you've been using the Amana Performing Arts Center as your set and everything. A little bit of an interesting homecoming since that was home for the old Creamery Theater for many, many years. And then you use some of our local talent who have, you know, I think Rob Merritt this is like his fifth feature of the year. That guy's every time there's a camera, he's in front of it.
He is. And his experience has been really tremendous to bring into our show because his level, I mean, he's just got so many experiences that he understands what's going on, and he helps the other actors who maybe don't have as much experience. He just elevates their performance just by being so relaxed and understanding how everything is moving and understanding where the camera is and how to react and things like that. So his experience has been tremendous.
Deb, so this has been kind of going on in and around your place. And as you've been watching it take shape, are there parts of it that ring kind of true from your experience?
Well, I will say my involvement is strictly on the outside. I help wrangle people. I help come up with some unusual props that are needed or vehicles or things like that. So I'm kind of a casting assistant or prop assistant or...
Well, a line producer, actually. Somebody who's really kind of on the ground bringing things and working behind the scenes of my production. Helping bring people in and bring it, like she said, props and vehicles, all sorts of things that are needed. Deb helps put everything together. It's really wonderful.
So as this process has gone, you've kind of seen it taking shape. Do you, you know, are there things that kind of ring true for you and your experience in putting shows together?
Well, I definitely have met some very interesting characters, and those are the kind of people, like, you know, if you are an actor, you're like, ooh, I hope I get to portray you someday, you know? Because, and there are sometimes, too, that you have such an array of personalities, and then when you go into cast housing, it's sometimes like... a powder keg, you know, because you have so many different personalities under the same roof. You're like, oh man, this is going to erupt. And sometimes it does. And so sometimes in a creative artistic setting, it's the same thing where you have very people that are very passionate about their opinion and how they feel about a certain take on a scene or any of the creative elements when you are putting a show together.
So the first episode is in the can. I understand perhaps you're still putting some finishing touches on it, but it will be ready for the grand premiere, yeah?
That's correct. It will be, yeah.
And Deb, when is that going to be?
Our premiere is April 20th. It's going to be starting at 6 o'clock. It's actually a whole evening of events, so it's going to be catered by the Ox Yoke Inn. The first whole hour is just going to be a mix and mingle. So you're going to get to snack and sip with the celebrities, talk to Jonesy and some other members of the cast. Then we're going to take you on a backstage tour in the theater, show you some of the fun locations that were part of the filming, and maybe some of the, we'll say, props/characters that were part of the filming. Then we'll do the screening, and then we'll have a talk back, hopefully, if the weather permits, at a bonfire in the courtyard.
Oh, neat. That sounds like a fun evening.
Yeah.
So it's but you're imagining it as a mini series. How many episodes in total, or do you know quite yet?
I'm thinking just for this first season to be 4 episodes.
Okay.
And the whole concept behind it was to shoot it as though it takes place over the course of a year. And so one of the interesting things about working in the theater is that people come and they go, and they come in for a show, and then they disappear for 6 months, and maybe they'll come back for another show. And that's sort of the feeling I wanted to add to my show, was that it's filmed almost every 3 months. There should be another episode coming along. And because of that, some actors, some performers in the show, they're not in the show anymore. They leave and go do something else, and maybe a new character's come in. And it leaves a great opportunity for people to kind of come and go and get that kind of vibe of what professional theater is often like.
So kind of happening almost in real time.
Yeah. Where I wanted to see characters change their hair in 3 months. They grow a mustache, or life happens in those 3 months. And that's one of the things I wanted to show off as we progress through the rest of the year.
And what do you think about distribution? How do you anticipate who are you going to shop this out to?
Well, eventually they're going to end up on YouTube. Every episode will. And that was always the intention. But really, we're trying to do this premiere and do screenings and see if we can get people to come in and maybe show it in Cedar Rapids, maybe show it in Iowa City and do some screenings and really get the word of mouth out there and then put it up online for everybody to see.
Well, sounds like a blast. Again, the premiere, world premiere of Stages coming up April 20th at the Amana Performing Arts Center. Deb, how do we get tickets?
So you can go to tkmtheatricalproductions.com to the events pages or Facebook page, or you can reach out to me at deborahkennedy@live.com.
Well, congratulations on bringing this, this 5-year vision to fruition. And I would say good luck, but you've already done, I guess don't delete the files.
Right. Exactly.
Post-production. That's the only place where luck would come into it.
That's
it sounds like a riot. I'm looking forward to seeing it and also seeing the subsequent episodes as well. Thank you both for being here.
Thank you very much, Dennis.
You can hear The Culture Crawl live on the radio many weekdays at 10:30 or download the podcast, watch or listen on your own schedule at kcck.org/culture. See our smiling faces if you watch the videos. They're on YouTube or Facebook too. Our producer is Lydia Kilgore. I'm Dennis Green. I'll talk to you later.